It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be. Here, Barney, come sit, my neighbor. Sit, Barn. Sit. Barney and I have had a fine time together. In fact, he was a very good dog at our house.
Yeah.
He slept on a little rug in our kitchen, and he seemed so glad to see us when we got up for breakfast. Come here, Barn. Yeah, we've really enjoyed having you. Fine dog. Yeah. He knows the word sit. If you say sit, then he'll do that. Yeah. And you like to shake hands then when you sit, don't you? That's a fine boy. You know, I've seen some things in my neighborhood that I hadn't even noticed before. Just because I took Barney for a long walk. We walked through some alleys and some play parks. Remember that? And we went for a run in a big green field. We had a good walk together. Thank you.
was a beautiful sight to see Barney running like that. Yeah. Did you see how he was jumping up? Some people get scared when dogs jump up. Did you know that? Yeah, some people get scared when dogs jump up like that. I know when I was young and I saw a dog get excited and jump like that, I'd ask a grown-up to help the dog get calmed down. Of course, sometimes dogs get excited when they see little children. They think the children want to play. Do you ever think that? Oh, there must be somebody at the door, Barney. Let's see who it is. Oh, it's Swamp Trout. Look who's back, Barney. There. Look who's back. Yeah,
safe
come on
and sound.
In.
Thank you.
Here he is. He was a fine guest.
Good. You're a good boy. Uh-huh. That's what I like to hear.
Did you have a good trip?
Well, let me put it this way. It's good to be home.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're glad you're back. I know Barney is.
Yeah.
But he had a fine time with us.
Did he?
Yeah, he slept in our kitchen, and when we came in for breakfast, he seemed to be very glad to see us.
Oh, he's always glad to see you.
Speaking of breakfast, I'll get the food.
Okay.
Yeah. We used some of the dog food and gave him quite a few treats.
Did you give him that special brush?
Yeah.
That's good.
We brushed him.
You ready to go home, Barney? Huh?
We were glad to have you, Barney.
That's great.
If you ever go away again, let us know. We'd be glad to help you.
Thanks very much. Appreciate that. Come on, Barney. Time to go home.
Bye-bye, Barney. Bye-bye, Bob.
So long.
Barney's really pulling Bob along. Yeah. I'm glad we could do that for Bob and for Barney. It's fun being a dog sitter for a while. In fact, I think I'll probably miss him. I thought I had a little stuffed dog in there. Sometimes when you think about real animals, you might want to play with a pretend one. Little one, I'm taking care of you, taking good care of you. For once I was very little too. Now I take care of you. Take care of your pets. You can take care of your toys. Mm-hmm. You can even have some make-believe. Put my toy back and get the trolley. And trolley. Speaking of trolleys, have you noticed carefully what was on my tie today? A friend of mine sent this tie to me. It has tiny trolleys on it. Mm-hmm. I really like that. Well, we've been pretending about little Anna Platypus. Right now, let's pretend that her parents are going out for a while. And it could be right before her birthday. And Lady Averland could be babysitting. Platypus sitting. In fact, it could be the nighttime. What do you suppose little Anna's bedroom might look like? That could be fun to think about. Let's make believe about the neighborhood of make believe. The night before Anna's birthday.
smells so sweet tonight.
Oh, hey, the night is beautiful.
Oh, look, look at the lights over by the castle. They're so pretty.
Aye, they are pretty. All the lights in the neighborhood are pretty tonight.
The night before Anna's birthday always seems to be so lovely.
Aye, it's a special night for us. Shall we go out and enjoy it?
Oh, yes, but just one last good night. Good night!
Aye, good night, and have a good time.
Oh, we will.
Good night,
good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Do you want me to read you a story?
Okay.
Which one?
Well, let's sing a song. I really want to sing you my favorite song.
Oh, good, do.
Hush, Abba, don't you cry. Go to sleepy little lady. Horses are beautiful, and they're strong and fast.
I know.
But how could I feed one?
Is a horse what you want for a pet?
Yes, but where would it sleep?
Well, that is something to wonder. Where would it sleep?
Maybe in the castle garage or someplace else. But I was hoping for a pet that could stay right here.
Close to you?
Yes. I guess pretending about horses is better for me than having one.
Oh, pretending about them and singing about them?
And drawing pictures, too.
Oh, yes, you make such fine drawings, Anna.
I can see lots of things with pictures, but for my birthday, I hope for a kitten.
A kitten? Oh, Anna, that's wonderful.
I won't be sure I'm getting one until tomorrow, Lady Aberlin.
Well, tomorrow will be here very soon.
Lady Aberlin?
Yes?
King Friday, he's very nice. He wants to have a big parade for my birthday.
Oh, I heard about that.
But can I still have a little party with just Tuesday and Daniel?
Oh, sure, Anna.
Then I won't mind the parade.
Well, grown-ups like to celebrate.
Yeah, children do, too. I'm really excited about so many things.
Oh, I'm sure you are, Anna. You have so many people who love you. I hope you have sweet dreams.
Thank you, Lady Aberlin. Good night.
Good night.
Thanks.
Let me see now. There must be whales. A place for whales, right? Oh, here it is. Whales. 1-1-1-1-2. Oh, my. Hello, operator. 1-1-1. 1-1-1-2, please. Oh, I love to work.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Whales Unleashed and Unlimited.
Oh, good. Do you rent whales by the day?
Are you certified?
Certainly.
Our rate is 14.
14, all right. Send over a big whale for tomorrow. It's parade work, just for fun.
Okay, Lady Elaine.
Oh, I knew who I was. Well, now don't be late now. It's for a surprise. Oh, good. Now I want to call that place that has the apes. That was AO123, please.
Apes about? No monkey business.
Do you rent, please?
14 a day. Are you certified?
I have been for years. Please send 2 for tomorrow, and don't be late.
Okay, Lady Lane.
Thank you. Toodly-doo. Oh, kangaroo. I must try for a kangaroo. Let's see here. I love a parade. All's well here.
What are you doing, Lady Elaine?
Oh, just getting ready for Anna's birthday tomorrow.
Oh, King Friday says we're having a parade.
You'll love it. It's going to have a few surprises in it, believe me.
Well, you always surprise me, Lady Elaine.
Glad to hear it, Toots.
But speaking of surprises, I'm surprised to hear so much noise coming from over near Daniel's clock.
Oh, it's that super electric fire engine business, poor kid.
Oh, I'd like to go see him.
Good idea. See you tomorrow, Handy. Toot, toot.
Toot.
Now, the next thing is right in here. I know this is the number. Oh, hi, Handyman Nagley. Oh, thank you for helping me with my truck.
Well, I like it very much.
Well, Corny helped me, too.
With the wheels, huh?
Yes. There they are.
Yeah.
Right on. I like to learn about making things go and all.
Well, you know, it looks like we all did a good job.
I painted it my favorite color, red. Don't need any batteries. And it goes wherever I push it.
Yeah. Well, good for you.
Mm-hmm. Handyman?
Yes?
Is it hard for you to ask someone to help you?
I think it's hard for everybody sometimes.
It surely is for me.
Me too.
I was even trying to sing about it.
Sometimes that helps when things are hard.
Want to hear what I was singing?
Oh, I'd like to.
Well, I was just making it up.
Well, that can make the best kind of song.
Okay, well, I'll sing it for you then.
Okay.
I think it's very, very, very hard to wait, especially when you're waiting for something very nice. I think it's very, very, very hard to wait.
Daniel, I like it.
Want me to teach it to you?
Oh, I'd like that. Wait till I get my guitar.
I think it's very, very, very hard to wait.
I'll be right back.
For you to get your guitar. Do you ever have a hard time waiting for things? What do you do when you have to wait for something? Do you ever make up a song? Or drink some orange juice? Apple juice? Do you think up exercises to do? What else? Oh.
I'm ready.
I waited, and you came.
What did you do while you waited?
Well, I talked to my television neighbor.
Oh, good. Well, you want to teach me the song now?
Sure. It starts out, I think it's very, very, very hard to wait. Can you do that much?
I think it's very, very, very hard to wait.
That's right. Especially when you're waiting.
Can I do that much?
Uh-huh.
Especially when you're waiting.
Good. For something very
For something very nice.
And then the first part again. I think it's very, very
hard to wait.
Oh, my, you learned the songs quickly.
Do you want to do the whole thing?
Let's sing it together.
Okay.
I think it's very, very hard to wait. Especially when you're waiting for
or something very nice.
I think it's very, very, very hard
to wait.
Maybe my television neighbor would sing it along with us.
Would you?
Let's sing it together. I think it's
very, very, very hard to wait. Especially when you're waiting for something very nice. I think it's very, very, very hard to wait.
But sometimes people are busy, aren't they?
I know, and they can't always help you the very second that you ask.
But then sometimes people are not busy.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not in too much of a hurry and you can wait, then they stop being busy, and then they can help you.
Daniel, that's one of the toughest things in the world to learn.
Well, you helped me learn it.
Oh, I was happy you wanted me to help. Really happy.
Do you think Anna will like her check?
Oh, I certainly do. Are you happy with it?
I love it.
Oh, good, Daniel.
Good night, Handyman Negri.
Good night, Daniel.
See you tomorrow. Come on, Chuck.
I think it's very, very, very hard to wait. Especially when you're waiting for someone, something very nice. I think it's very, very, very hard to wait. Oh, tomorrow's Anna's birthday, Trolley.
Daniel really felt good about his truck. It wasn't super and magic, but it was his. He had made it and was able to ask for help with it. And that was very important, because there was a time when he had to do it all by himself. I won't ask for help. That shows you're growing when you're able to ask for help with things. These are my pets. They're here even when the dog went away. He went back to his master. I wonder what kind of parade Lady Elaine is planning. Ordering a whale and apes and things like that? Sometimes people get so excited before special days like their birthdays and other holidays. They find it very hard to wait. It might help to sing Daniel's song when you feel that way. I think it's very, very, very hard to wait. Especially when you're waiting for something very nice. I think it's very, very, very hard to wait. Could you sing that yourself? Could you? I'll start it with you. I think it's very, very, very hard to wait. Especially when you're waiting for something very nice. You finish it all by yourself, all right? Good. If you think of things like that, sometimes very helpful. If you were having a birthday, what would you be thinking about? Everybody's so different that everyone would have different thoughts. Yet there are some things about us that are very much the same. One thing's sure, way down deep, everybody wants to love. And everybody wants to have people love them. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, a feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day a special day. You know how? By just your being you. There's only one person in the whole world like you, and people can like you exactly as you are. I'll be back next time.
The people who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.